Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight, a conversation about issues of the day from a biblical perspective, as well as highlights from interviews, conferences, and events. Here's Monty Larrick.
Thanks for making Illinois Family Spotlight part of your day. I'm joined by Carol Davis with the Illinois Conservative Union and ICU's Illinois Election Integrity Project. She's a good friend of Illinois Family Institute, Illinois Family Action. Carol, where can the Spotlight audience go for information about your work?
Well, we'd love to have them go to our Election Integrity website, which is IEIP.org. Very simple, IEIP.org.
You recently brought to my attention that some sensitive Illinois voter information has been exposed by way of a contractor's unsecured databases. The exposure also includes driver's license info, at least partial Social Security numbers. How could this impact voters in the upcoming election?
28 counties in Illinois contract with this particular provider, but of the 28, 13 were the ones that had the data exposed. It was a cyber researcher that stumbled upon this. So this could impact voters in this way. As you know, vote-by-mail ballots are the rage now. And with that type of data, anyone who happened upon it could order vote-by-mail ballots in those voters' names. Now, again, it was only in 13 counties, but I believe those people, you know, could be vulnerable to having someone order a vote-by-mail ballot in their name, vote that ballot before Election Day, and then when the real person shows up to vote on Election Day, they're told, sorry, a vote-by-mail ballot has already been cast in your name. You're going to have to vote provisional. We don't want that to happen to anyone.
You say provisional. What does that mean?
That means that they won't be voting a ballot that day that will be fed through the tabulator and counted. They will have to vote a ballot that will then be secured in a provisional envelope with, and they'll get a receipt. And then that ballot will have to be basically adjudicated in the days following the election. So they'll have to show up at the clerk's office and prove that they're the real person and they had a reason for casting a real ballot. And then the other ballot would hopefully be discounted and theirs would be counted. We need a forensic audit to find out what happened.
The Illinois Conservative Union has been involved in a protracted legal fight with the State Board of Elections about going through the voter rolls to whittle out the illegal voters and the dead voters. What's happening right now? Where are you?
Well, we are the only organization in the state that Judicial Watch, which is a very renowned organization based in Washington, D.C., they've chosen to partner with us, and we actually settled our first lawsuit as far as getting access to the voter rolls. We use federal law. We don't use Illinois courts. We go right to federal court. And federal law mandates that citizen watchdogs can have access to the voter rolls. Illinois was not allowing that. So we settled that suit in July of 23. That was lawsuit number one. Then we turned around immediately and we sued again to get the state to remove inactive and ineligible voters from the rolls. And IFA and Breakthrough Ideas are partners in that lawsuit with us, and that goal is to remove all of the inactive voters that have been parked on our voter rolls for many years.
Will that happen before voting actually begins in the 2024 election?
Unfortunately, it's not likely because, of course, the state is dragging their feet in court as much as they can. So they don't want this to happen for some reason. I can't imagine why.
Well, let's talk about that. What do you think the reason is for that?
I, of course, have my suspicions. I can't prove anything. But nefarious actors can use inactive voters who have been parked on the rolls to, again, request and cast vote-by-mail ballots in those names. And it can be going on right under the local county clerk's nose. They would have no idea that the person requesting that vote-by-mail ballot isn't the legitimate voter because The verification that is used for those vote-by-mail ballot applications is really very unscientific, shall we say, you know, signature matching, last four of the social, which is available widely out there in the dark web. It's a very prone-to-fraud system.
How confident are you about the integrity of the 2024 election, especially in the swing states?
Well, we are miles ahead of where we were in 2020. Thank goodness, in 2020 woke up a lot of people. So many, many more people got on board with election integrity efforts and focused very much so on those swing and battleground states. So there's been voter roll maintenance going on. There's been laws that have been passed that will help facilitate more honest elections. There's been a great deal of activity on both the national level with our national network and on the state level and the local level.
Well, it seems like, at least in my thinking, that in Democratic-controlled states, including Illinois, they've taken steps to make it easier to vote, but it also makes it easier to cheat. Am I right or wrong on that?
You are absolutely right. Unfortunately, along with the easier to vote, has eroded many of the safeguards that were in our system, the foundational safeguards that prevented fraud. And so fraud is much easier for people to accomplish now. Unfortunately, the left will fight tooth and nail against any effort to secure drop boxes or cut back on early voting days or make vote by mail more secure. They push back a lot on those things. But by doing what we're doing, we're on the battlefield. For example, we're exposing the fact that, you know, vote by mail is extremely insecure. We have our Claim Your Name, Secure Your Vote strategy, which
I want to talk about that a little later.
Very much hope people will follow, because we found the United States Postal Service could send your ballot to three different states before it lands back in your local clerk's office.
What?
That's ridiculous.
What? Wait a second. How does that happen?
Well, because they're sending things to central processing facilities. Because with a ballot, the postmark is a critical element. So fighting to get postmarks on every vote-by-mail ballot so they're not counted long after the election, they need to send them supposedly to central processing facilities in order to obtain that postmark. Well, that just opens the door to, you know, total breakdown in the chain of custody on those vote-by-mail ballots, very insecure, ballots being lost, ballots showing up very, very late. So it's not a good system.
Well, how are cheaters cheating? Give me a couple examples of what they're doing.
The first thing we're seeing right now is illegal aliens being piled on the voter registration rolls like crazy. And, you know, imagine the scenario. You have these NGOs, non-governmental organizations, many of them under the guise of religious charities, helping these quote-unquote new arrivals the minute they come into the country, and they're giving them forms to fill out, you know, how you get on food stamps, here's how you get housing, here's how you get health care, and oh, by the way, sign this one too, and it happens to be a voter registration application. Well, those new arrivals are not going to be requesting a ballot. They have no intention of voting. They're not even aware they're being put on the voter rolls. But again, unscrupulous actors, many of them in these NGOs, because many of them are left-wing, hardcore left-wing organizations, they'll say, well, put the address of the hotel we've got you at for the next 6 months, or put the address of the shelter we've got you at. So you've got all these ballots, vote-by-mail ballots, being ordered in the names of these non-citizens who have no clue they've been registered, but they've got their signature, they've got their identification, so they can do the application. And then when those vote-by-mail ballots are sent, they will pile up in the lobbies and the vestibules of these hotels and shelters, and nefarious actors will grab them and vote them and send them back.
Are Republicans onto this? Are they attacking this problem?
Absolutely. But again, the left has had 40-some years to undermine every safeguard in our system. And shockingly, when someone registers to vote, it's all based on an honor system, whether or not you're a citizen. You check a box that says, I am a citizen. no documented proof of citizenship is required. So if someone wants to get a bunch of people on the rolls who are not citizens, they will simply check those boxes for them. Even coming to the DMV, the Department of Motor Vehicles, where many of these people will go, it's all based on the honor system. If they check a box saying I'm a citizen and they sign, they're automatically, in Illinois, we have automatic voter registration. You have to opt out if you don't want to go on the rolls in Illinois. Otherwise, you're automatically put on. So again, if they're not speaking very good English, they could not understand what that checkbox means, or someone can be right next to them, say, check that box. They'll check the box, and they'll be on the voter rolls. Like I say, these people are not going to show up at your local polling place and cast a ballot. That's not where they're going to be voting. They're going to get on the rolls. That's the key, because they want a name to match with a ballot. But once they've got them on the rolls, the vote-by-mail system is the superhighway to fraud.
Superhighway to fraud, but it's here to stay, and if you want to win elections now, you got to get on board with vote by mail, don't you?
Well, exactly. But we have methodology to combat this fraud. And I believe that as long as people are made aware, we can do a lot to fight this. There is, at the federal level, a wonderful bill called the SAVE Act. And it's Safeguarding American Voter Eligibility. And it did pass the House. All the Republicans voted for it, and five Democrats, too. And if we can put pressure on the Senate, Senator Mike Lee is shepherding the SAVE Act through the Senate, and we very much want it to be attached to the must-pass spending bill that must be passed by September 30th.
So what do we do to get this passed? What do we need to do?
We all need to contact our senators, and yes, even the Democrat senators, and we must say, this bill must pass. I don't want my vote canceled by someone who's not a citizen.
So it's the SAVE Act. That's
yes.
What we need to tell our lawmakers. So
exactly.
You can go to our website, illinoisfamily.org, click Officials Finder, and you'll get the phone number for Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth.
We must make a lot of noise about this bill. This is an 80%+ public support issue. No American citizen wants their vote canceled by someone who is not a citizen.
Same-day voter registration. Tell me, why is that a bad idea?
The scenario could be that someone who's fast on their feet could go to 15 different polling places, register, and vote the same day. And if they've got the IDs, you know, the phony IDs to back it up, that could very well happen. It's a ridiculous system. There should never be any same-day registration.
We don't have a voter ID requirement, photographic ID, but signature verification is still on the books. But is it being enforced?
Signature verification has recently been watered down. Signature verification is a joke. It used to be that they had to match. Say you wanted to apply for a vote-by-mail ballot, you would send in an application with your signature, and they would have to compare it to your original voter registration card that showed that you were the person originally registered to vote. Now that's been completely watered down. Somebody phony could steal someone's ID, send in a vote-by-mail application. They look at that signature. Now that application signature becomes your official signature. And then when your ballot comes back, they're matching it to the fraud signature instead of your original signature.
Well, does early voting in some way lend itself to election fraud? Or could it actually help to elect conservative pro-life, pro-family candidates?
Well, it depends on how we use it. And that is the key. Given all the variables that the left has thrown into our elections, we do not want to wait until election day to show up and find out there's a problem, folks, because then you can't do anything about it. You must be proactive. And so that's where our claim your name, secure your vote strategy comes in.
All right. Carol, we want to talk about that a little bit in depth in the second half of Spotlight. But before we go there, there seems to be a crisis of confidence in the integrity of our elections, especially among conservative voters. What's your response to that?
Well, it's heartbreaking because the only way we're going to save our nation is for every good person to show up and vote. It's a numbers game, folks. We have to outnumber them. And yes, we have done phenomenal things to cut down on the fraud. But you know, the left is relentless. They find all kinds of ways to pull shenanigans. So numbers is the key. We cannot be complacent, especially in this election, the most critical election.
Boy, we have to be proactive, and we need to pray about this. Absolutely. We'll take a time out. Carol Davis, our guest here on Illinois Family Spotlight. We'll be discussing some action steps that we can all take to make sure that our votes count. Join Allie Beth Stuckey and the Illinois Family Institute for the Faith, Family, and Freedom Banquet, 7 p.m. Friday, September 6th at the Tinley Park Convention Center. For tickets, go to IllinoisFamily.org.
Christianity brings civilization, goodness.
Allie Beth Stuckey, wife, mom, author, followed by thousands on her hit Relatable podcast. Hear her fresh and firm call for Christians to lead in Illinois, in America, for faith, family, and freedom. For tickets, go to IllinoisFamily.org.
Christians have always been on the front lines of human progress, set in love.
Allie Beth Stuckey and the Illinois Family Institute's Faith, Family, and Freedom Banquet, Friday, September 6th at the Tinley Park Convention Center. For tickets, go to IllinoisFamily.org. IllinoisFamily.org.
Hail and well met. My name is Jenna.
I'm Kenna Rose.
And I'm Eliana.
We are three of the five hosts of the Self-Evident podcast, a platform dedicated to speaking truths that were once self-evident, and our hope is that we do so in love.
We have seen a distinct lack of platforms talking about worldview issues and theology and just a lot of what's going on in the world from a perspective of speaking truth, but doing it in such a way that is loving. And so our hope is to be able to talk about these in such a way that
our peers can access
right,
it.
Right, absolutely. As well as interviewing a variety of people such as pastors, actors, theologians, directors, even some of our friends to glean wisdom from their own walks of life.
Yeah, so if you are in the Generation Z category, even if you're above that, or impressively, even if you're below that and you're listening to podcasts, good on you. We encourage you to stop by our platform at selfevidentpodcast.com.
Self-evident, speaking truths that were once self-evident and doing so in love.
Thanks for joining Illinois Family Spotlight. My guest is Carol Davis with the Illinois Conservative Union. Carol, how can our Spotlight audience get involved with ICU?
Well, again, we'd love to have them go to our website. The IEIP.org site is our election integrity website, and that's got great information. And I'd love to have people volunteer to do things in their own community that will help.
Very good. And the website, once again, is?
IEIP.org.
IEIP.org. Okay. Don Tracy, the former chair of the Illinois Republican Party, made election integrity a priority. How confident are you that Kathy Salvey, the new chair, will do the same?
I have confidence in Kathy. I know Kathy, and she has had her own experience when she ran just recently for Senate of some funny business going on. Her name was left off a ballot in one county, and then there were some counting issues in another. So I am very glad to have the support and partnership of several organizations, and the Illinois GOP is one of them.
Let's talk some action steps, Carol. Now, your organization has 10 steps that voters could take to make sure their vote counts. And I notice that one of those steps is to become a well-trained election observer.
Well, this is the key. So we want people first and foremost to become election judges. There are election judges in Illinois, and then we also have election observers or poll watchers. First choice would be election judge, but that is an all-day commitment, and it's a paid position. Now, the training that you have to take for an election judge has to be done through your county or local election authority in order to get scheduled and in order to get paid. I do a supplemental election judge training because, unfortunately, many of the counties only train their judges to be machine operators. Well, there's a lot more to being a judge than just being an equipment operator. When you are an election judge in Illinois, you become a sworn officer of the circuit court, and you're taking an oath in the morning to uphold the Illinois Constitution and the Constitution of the United States.
So you've become an election judge.
Yes.
What do you need to look for?
Well, something simple as, again, the signatures, even though matching is difficult now, that's still a requirement. Do check the birth date. You know, if this person looks like they're in their 20s, but they were born in the 30s, in the 1930s, then you might suspect that you've got a child voting in place of a grandfather or something. It's not difficult, but it's just knowing what to watch for and being on the ball.
You say in your 10-point plan for a good election, eyes on every ballot. What do you mean by that?
Well, both the election judges, and then that's where the poll workers come in, the poll watchers. The poll watchers are key.
Well, are Republicans putting enough poll watchers out for this 2024 election?
I have to say there's a phenomenal push to get poll watchers and get them, again, well-trained so they know what to look for and they know what their rights are. Now, the left is trying to paint a scenario where poll watchers are dangerous and, oh, they might hurt the election workers and they're fear-mongering and, you know, and even our county clerks are falling for this.
Well, they have a chilling effect.
Oh, exactly. But there have been very, very few instances all across the nation. We've been watching, we've been researching of any poll worker causing any harm or any disruptions. So cannot let the left intimidate our clerks or intimidate our poll watchers from going and observing the process. Eyes on every ballot means that you're holding people accountable to do the right thing.
You also recommend a few weeks prior to the election. And remember, early voting starts when? Late September?
September 26th.
Yeah. Check your registration status online to make sure you haven't been taken or fallen off the voter rolls.
Exactly. And this is something that, you know, many of us, of course, have been doing this a long time where we're very tuned into this. But, you know, your elderly neighbor or your cousin who's checked out of the process, he votes, but he doesn't really pay much attention. They may not realize that with all the attempts at cleaning rolls and things that are going on, it could be that someone could accidentally get taken off the rolls. In most counties, you can jump online to your clerk's website and just validate and verify that you're on the rolls, that you're registered at your current address, that you're not going to run into any hiccups on election day or when you get to early voting that are going to cause you not to be able to cast a ballot.
Contact your county clerk.
Yes, you can go on their website often and just enter your name, your address, and maybe the last four of your social and verify that you're on their voter rolls.
ICU and the Election Integrity Project recommends that a few days before you vote, download your sample ballot from your county election website and select your candidates. Why do that?
Well, that is a great thing to do because you can vet the candidates ahead of time. We vote on, of course, a precinct level. So you can have, on a presidential election, of course, you'll know the top slots. You'll know the president, you'll know the Senate, you'll know the House. But when you get down into the lower offices on the ballot, that will vary sometimes by precinct. What clerks have had to do to save money is consolidate polling places. So you may not just have one precinct's ballots in a polling location. You may have 6-8 different precincts grouped together. If you've downloaded your sample ballot ahead of time and vetted your candidates and marked your sample ballot, if a judge gives you the wrong ballot accidentally for the wrong precinct, you can spot that right away because you've got your legitimate sample ballot and you can say, no, I'm not precinct 31, I'm precinct 32. You gave me the wrong ballot. So that's really important. Plus, it saves you time in the polling booth because you've got your selections made. You can just take your sample ballot, mark up your live ballot, quick, 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 and you're out of there.
And ICU recommends that you claim your name. It's a strategy to secure your vote. Explain.
Exactly. Well, you know, we are all for jumping on the train with the rules that we've got to play. We're not going to pout and take our ball and go home and forfeit the game because we don't like the rules of the game. So we want you to, or especially with this vote data exposure and the jeopardy that that might put some voters in of having someone request a vote by mail ballot in their name, we want them to request a vote by mail ballot now, as soon as you can. So get your vote by mail ballot ordered and make sure you receive it. They will start sending those out the first day of early voting, September 26th. So as soon as you receive that vote by mail ballot, don't vote it and put it in the mail. We don't want anyone dropping a ballot in a mailbox. We want you to take that vote by mail ballot to your early voting location as soon as you can, and we want you to surrender that vote by mail ballot. And that way, you'll write surrendered or spoiled on both sides and the envelope. You will give it to the election judge at the early voting location, and you can say, I want to surrender this vote by mail ballot. I've decided I want to vote a live ballot today in person. The election judge must take that spoiled ballot, put it in a spoiled ballot envelope, and then they give you a live ballot to walk into the poll booth, mark, and feed through the tabulator yourself. By claiming that early vote by mail ballot, you have claimed your name. No one can claim a vote by mail ballot in your name because it'll be on record in the clerk's office that you have claimed your vote by mail ballot. Then, when you've claimed your name, you've secured your vote by surrendering that ballot and voting in person as early as possible. Because here's the key. You don't want to show up on election day to vote only to hear that you have to cast a provisional because someone has voted in your name.
Critics of this idea would suggest that this will slow down the election process and it's going to cost the election system some money. What do you say?
Good. Good. Let it cost them money and let's rub it in the left's face about how wasteful 40 days of early voting and all this vote by mail is. It's expensive. It's extremely expensive. So if you can't get people to clean the rolls just for the fairness and accuracy of elections, hit them in the pocketbook. Say, taxpayers, do you really want to be spending all this money holding voters on the rolls that shouldn't be there?
There you go. Speaking about voting by mail, you never want to turn your vote by mail ballot into a stranger. Someone who knocks on your door and says, oh, we can take care of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ballot harvesting is unfortunately legal in Illinois. But if you are unable to cast your vote yourself, if you've got your vote by mail ballot, that's another good thing for getting it early. You can have a trusted friend or neighbor take it and deposit it either at the clerk's office or in a secure drop box. Never a post office box. So yes, there's an affidavit on the outside of the envelope in which you return your vote by mail ballot that you must attest that you've authorized this person to turn it in for you, and they must also sign it and date it. Silence is consent, folks. Sitting home on elections is consent. You're stepping back and you're saying, you know what, I really don't care what the left does. I'm going to just let them take over. And being a person of faith, I see that I am God's hands and his feet here on this earth. But every day I wake up and I say, Lord, can I go read a book on my patio today? And he's like, no, Carol, you have work to do. I have a mission for you. Every one of us has a mission to work to bring our country back to the principles and values that it was founded on. And there's more of us than there are of them. So let's show them how many more of us there are.
Thank you so much, Carol. Now, once again, the website for Illinois Conservative Union and also information about the Illinois Voting Integrity Project.
Our election website is ieip.org. You can download our top 10 action items for honest elections there. You can get all kinds of very good downloads about becoming a poll watcher, becoming a poll worker, training materials, everything you could possibly want. You can get connected with our national network and our statewide network. We're cleaning voter rolls. We're working to help vulnerable voters to make sure their votes are protected. So we've got a lot of great stuff going on. And then our parent website, Illinois Conservative Union, is simply ilpac.org. That's ilpac.org, and that's our Illinois Conservative Union site.
God bless you and your work. Hang in there, and maybe one of these days you'll get to read a book. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Carol Davis, Illinois Conservative Union. And thank you folks for tuning in. Remember, we have voter guides available. They're nonpartisan. They're free of charge. And you can pass them out at your church, among your family and friends. Pass them out to your enemies. You just go to illinoisfamily.org. There's information there about getting free copies of our voter guide. Also, we're asking churches to unite in prayer around September 25th or 26th for prayer for our nation and state. And then after that, for 40 days through the election, you can go to humilityandprayerillinois.com for more information about that. And sign on for IFI email updates at illinoisfamily.org and go there for information about events, including our Faith, Family, and Freedom Banquet with Allie Beth Stuckey, Friday, September 6th at the Tinley Park Convention Center. Tell your family and friends about Illinois Family Spotlight. And until next time, stay healthy, stay active, and God bless.
For more information about Illinois Family Spotlight, visit ifiaction.org. And to email questions and comments, do so at feedback@ifiaction.org.